best. At a dinner for investors and founders, he found himself seated at a table with a 4'11", 90-pound Indian woman. I thought, how could this person be a titan of the tech world? And then she started talking. I couldn't stop listening, he said. That chance meeting led to his backing Shivani Saroya's Tala, a smartphone-based microfinance company that just closed its $30 million Series B round for a total raise of $44 million. I'll never make that mistake of stereotyping people again. On what keeps him up at night, other than my three kids. We are in an unmitigated crisis now, Sacca said of a topic that often causes him to vent on Twitter, at SACCA. When I think about Trump and the GOP, the blood really is on their hands. If you want to dismantle healthcare, I'll be upset, but it's your right. You can appoint a climate-denying disaster to the EPA, you can do that, but I can't accept that our institutions are being degraded and demeaned. The kleptocracy, abuse of the press, nepotism, praising of despotic foreign leaders. We have a serial sexual abuser and pathological liar in the office. I can't come to grips with it. Sacca added that he says this as someone who is going to get millions of dollars of tax breaks. As a white male, I'll do just fine. I can flee the country if it implodes. I'm set. But yet, this is a time when notion of patriotism is about confronting the question, what does America stand for? And that's truly at risk right now. On big deals he's missed, by accident or not. When he heard a pitch from the founders of the home-sharing platform Airbnb, Sacca saw not riches, but gory headlines. I said to them, in one of these apartments you're renting out, someone will be raped and murdered and blood will be on your hands, he said to laughter from the audience. Reaching for his beer, he added, I think I need a sip of this. Airbnb has gone on to symbolize the very pinnacle of startup success, with a current valuation of around $30 billion. Sacca also missed out on Snap, which recently went public and has a market cap of $26 billion, but that wasn't an oversight. One rule we have at my house is be proud of what we invest in, he said. So when Snapchat co-founder Bobby Murphy tried to get Sacca to invest, he was turned down because the app was being used often to send photos of male appendages. That sounded like the least healthy thing in the world for my kids, said Sacca, who then ignored Murphy's emails. Well, that was like a $1.5 billion failure to reply, he laughs. Now, whenever something goes public, I check my email to see if something's in there.